This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
RuPaul Drag Race.
Queer Expo kicks off this weekend, July 15th and 16th at the Melbourne Showgrounds. I can't wait to go there and say hi to all the queens and meet all the local and international guests and just find out a bit more about them and what's going on. But you know what, I thought I'd get the scoop a little early, so I went ahead to the showgrounds and while everyone was setting up their stalls, just walked around and had a little bit of a chat. Here's what some of the queens had to say, kicking off with the fabulous Tatiana. How long have you been in Australia? Like, when did you arrive this week?
Yesterday.
Oh God, so are you jet lagged?
No, I slept for like 13 hours last night. So I'm right back at it.
So while other people are going out, maybe you're just chilling. You just
I don't think anyone went out last night.
I think LaGandra was the only one.
Yes.
Because
I think she did go out. She went out, but I think everyone else that came in yesterday stayed in and just chilled. I know I had dinner with Juju and Pandora, and then I passed out like 8.
Are you excited for Queer Expo?
Oh yeah, totally. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to meet everybody. It's going
to
be cute.
Have you ever been to an experience like this before? Because this is the first one here in Australia, so no one actually knows what to expect.
I've been, I mean, we've done, what is it, 3 years of DragCon in the States?
Already?
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is probably going to be a little bit more intimate, which I'm excited about.
What's your experience of seeing drag outside of what you guys do in America? Is it something different? Is it always something...
Kind of, but not really, really. Like, I think everyone's got their own style, and regardless of where you are in the world, you're going to pick up on a style or a genre of drag, so...
And they're going to roll with it.
Yeah.
And how do you feel fans treat you now after All Stars compared to after your first Drag Race experience?
Season 2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a big difference, or...?
I think... Yeah, I mean, everyone is like very excited to see me, and not like they weren't before, but I think the more recent of a season you're on, the more people tend to, like, you know, want to meet you or want to buy your merch or want to come out to your shows. So all positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's one of the fun things about this weekend is this is an opportunity to come and say hi and meet you and interact
totally.
In a different way.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. It's gonna be good.
Yeah. The next lovely lady on my list is the delightful Darian Lake. She was such a joy to interview. I couldn't wait to chat with her.
Well, I sort of like pre-set everything up back at home so that I can, you know, efficiency is key.
So did you ever know yesterday as well?
I've had many roommates who are drag queens, and they are necessary, which is it's necessary that they make a mess, so I have to have everything organized and clean. What?
So you've got it all organized, you know where everything
is. Because otherwise I lose my mind, because I'm crazy, I'm a little OCD.
I mean, a part of me makes me want you to come to my house and you can kind of organize it, because mine is the crazy.
That's the thing, whenever I go to a person's house, I will push back the shower curtain, I see what kind of products they're using, and I will clean their tub if it's not clean.
Really?
I will.
This is why people would probably be happy with you coming to stay with them then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, as long as they have a bed and don't mind my sleep farting.
Are you excited for Queer Expo?
Absolutely. This is such a thrill because it's a new take on something that we've done similarly with DragCon for the past 3 years. So now we get to see what it's like to do it upside down and inside out, you know? But I think that this is going to be a lot more intimate, a lot more personal for the fans. I think they're going to get a little bit more of that VIP treatment here.
So you guys keep saying that. Like, so what is it like at RuCon?
There are... it's so many people and so many queens all at once that it's system overload that you don't even know what you're doing. So it's very like, hi, how are you? Okay, next, bye. Hi, how are you? Okay, next, bye.
Oh,
this, I think it's a little bit more one-on-one, personal. You know, there'll be hugs and little dips in the cool, refreshing, and slightly poisoned lake.
Yeah. Well, you're also performing tonight, aren't you?
Yes, performing tonight. Yeah, at the launch party.
What can people expect from your performance tonight?
Tonight I'm just going to give old-fashioned drag, you know, something that the kids will enjoy, something that's friendly and family friendly and
it's a little bit weird
drama.
When you're all together suddenly and you know there's all these different styles of drag that can exist, and when you're all suddenly doing a show you've got to think, well, I know this person will kind of do this thing and this person will kind of do that, so you've just got to focus on what your best is, or you just don't worry about it.
You don't worry about it. Best of what you know you want to do, and you know that's what like also makes America greatest. You know, we're a melting pot of cultures and stuff, and it's great to have that and explore it and not worry about it. You know, even in the U.S., you have like you know, the northeastern sort of style of drag, or the Western California sort of drag, or you have like the Southern pageant drag. You know, it's everything is so mixed up, but it makes it so.
I think that's something that's funny for us here is because we don't have drag on all that those different. Like, well, we don't experience it in that same way at all. Mm. So our experience of those references is you guys on the show.
Yeah.
And we just have lots of drag. and we just roll with it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. We, you know, when we go to the UK, there's a totally different style of drag there as well.
Well, they don't like lip syncing either in the UK.
According to Charlie Hides, they do not lip sync in the UK. They all sing live. We've seen it firsthand.
You heard it here second.
And that's how I became.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah, and that's why I get edited the way I do. Because I'm saucy. I'm just poking fun, you know. Take it to the top, make it pop, good, good. Push the
pedal to the metal, hip hop, non-stop. Hold on to your hats, because it's time for Jujubee. I decided to take a back seat and let Darian Lake do the interviewing.
I am so excited right now. It's so crazy. I can't wait to see all the little beautiful Aussie faces. The children are really what I'm excited about for Queer Expo.
What could a child bring you, or what could somebody from the Expo bring you that would make you happy?
You know what? Just bring yourself and a little bit of money. Yeah. Just, you know, tipping's just not a city in China.
People allowed to hug you. People allowed to touch you.
You free hugs. Free hugs. I'm going to charge you for pictures. And you gotta stop at everybody's booth. That's the thing. I saw Latrice's booth today, and it is insane. I got me a button. Tatiana has shirts in black and white. And of course, Ms. Darian Lake has her whole table set up. I only have 4 pictures, but stop by my booth.
So you didn't bring any merch with you?
Well, I just found out.
We can go to Kohl's. We can get you some stuff. We can just scribble your name on it. It'll be fine.
I think I'm gonna actually go to a farm and buy some veggies and sell that.
Selling food is not a bad idea.
I feel like I need a license for that, though. Mm-hmm. Wow. We'll sell them as novelty vegetables.
What's your favorite Australian animal?
The kanga.
The kanga?
Yeah.
Mine's the kookaburra.
The one that's like, ah! Is it that one?
That's, is that a kookaburra?
Or is that a magpie?
Sorry. Huh?
That's a crow. That's a crow? Oh, our crows don't sound like that.
Kookaburra sound.
I'm practicing my accent here.
And what can people expect from you tonight at the launch?
I'm gonna go and support our sisters. I'm not performing tonight.
Not performing?
No. I mean, my.
I just assumed you all were.
Well, I guess we're just kind of players in this thing called life. So we're always performing anyways. I can't wait to see Latrice do the splits tonight. She's already told me about it. She's going to do 5 splits in a row. You got anything to say, Latrice?
Such lies and propaganda. Because, honey, this body is old.
Oh, please. I'll spill all the tea on my Twitter. So follow me at JujuBoston. Bye.
I love how much fun these girls have with each other. That's right, we just heard from Latrice, so I had to grab Latrice while I could to have a little bit of a chat.
Well, hello.
Are you pumped for Queer Expo?
I'm thoroughly and fully excited for this experience. Different culture, different country, and different people. And money.
Everyone bring your money.
Yeah, bring the coin, honey. It cost me a lot of coin to ship this shit over here.
Do you think an expo like this, the fun thing is it's we all get a chance to meet you guys and interact with you and not just look at you through a TV set, really.
This is like the ultimate and like the up close and personal meet and greet experience where you really get to like have a moment with the queen. Like, you don't ever get a chance like that at very rare occasions. Even in, like, if you come to our shows at, you know, a regular show and do a meet and greet, it's very rush, you know, take a picture and go away. But this is the opportunity for you to actually get a moment and, like, actually speak to the queens. And we're not going to hear your whole life story, but it's, you know, it's more than just a little 30-second rendezvous, you know? And so... that's really the most important part, is like reaching our fans, because that's what keeps us going and that's why we're here. And yeah, it's amazing.
And it's not just international performers that are going to be at the expo this weekend, but local legends as well. The fabulous Bumper Love took some time out of her busy schedule to have a quick chat with me about why she was excited to be a part of the inaugural Queer Expo. So are you excited to be a part of the very first Queer Expo?
Absolutely, the inaugural Queer Expo in Victoria. It's bloody amazing.
Why do you think something like this is so exciting?
It brings people together in a different way. One, during the day. You know, for us queens, we live at night, but you'll see, you know, queens with faces on in broad daylight. It's going to be very interesting and funny to see. But I think the main reason it's so exciting for me is that we just get to talk to people about our community and what we do in our community that some people might not know.
Do you think it's really interesting for you, not just as a performer, but as a business owner, it's a great opportunity to have a space like this?
Oh, absolutely. We get kind of, especially as a new business, we get stuck in our own little world trying to just get the business up and running. So this is a great opportunity to mix and mingle with other business owners. And we're all in the same kind of space in that we love what we do and we want to succeed. So we're around other really like-minded people, so it's awesome for us.
So what if people are coming to the expo, what would you, can they run up to you and say hi? What are you
yeah doing? I love kisses and hugs and Instagram photos and all of that.
Are you also excited just to touch base, you know, be a part of the expo with some of the international
yes
international acts that are going
to
be
yes here? I'm very, very lucky to be on the other side of my all-time favorite RuPaul drag queen star. So I just got to meet her this morning.
Oh, which one?
As well. Well, there's two, actually. Oh, okay. And one, I'm just going to, our stall's opposite one, the gorgeous Chad Michaels.
I mean, that's a pretty good stall to be opposite.
I know, right? So we're super, super excited.
Do you know what's exciting about Chad? Chad got off the plane and was like, you know, I'm bored. I want to do some drag. So now he's performing at the launch party tonight.
Yeah.
But isn't that brilliant for like, oh, you know, I'm just feeling like, oh, yeah, you know, let's just do it. So you're going to be opposite Chad.
Yeah, so that's going to be, I've got to have to stop looking.
Hey, look, Chad might be looking at you. You
well, this is true. I'm black girl. I'm about town. So you never know, yeah.
And that's just a taste of what's in store. You can catch all the excitement of the Queer Expo this weekend at the Melbourne Showgrounds. You can just head to ozfancons.com to the Queer Expo page and book your tickets. And don't forget about the launch party at Love Machine tonight, with performances by Darian Lake, Shangela, Lagandra Stranger, Latrice Royale, Charlie Hyde, Filmerbox, Art Simone, and Donna Duchmi, hosted by Aisha Buffet and Jordan Raskopoulos. And some of the guests that I didn't get a chance to speak to that you can catch this weekend at the Queer Expo are Pam Grier, Chad Michaels, Lagandra Estranja, Shangela, Pandora Box, oh, and so many more. You aren't going to want to miss a moment. There's so much. I can't wait to experience it all. And you shouldn't either. Grab your tickets and I'll see you at Queer Expo.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.